Blog Talk Radio.
Peace and blessings, my beloved brothers and sisters, family and friends. My apology for my tardiness. I was actually, to be honest with you, I was talking about the conditions of African American, and I got a little bit too into it. Please forgive me for that. In the meantime, how are y'all doing? Today is Saturday. Is it Saturday? You know what? Wishful thinking. Today is only Thursday. Praise God. I wish today was Saturday. Or maybe it feels like a Saturday to me. I wonder. Anyway, beloved brothers and sisters, I'm calming down from having to talk about African Americans going through the trials and tribulations in which we have a tendency of going through, and I literally, allow me to pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I say thank you. Thank you for providing everything that you do for us on a spiritual level. I actually don't even care pretty much about the physical level, although they are a necessity. But I am so thankful that you feed us spiritually so that we have the ability to handle all things with your truth and grace, so that we can be at a place, Heavenly Father, that allow us to be at peace. And as you know, Heavenly Father, I believe that the only time Jesus wasn't at peace was when the people around him wasn't at peace. I believe, Father God, that he wept at the time that Lazarus died, because he's looking at Lazarus' sister Mary and seeing that she wasn't at peace, knowing him being peace, that she did not truly believe. That he represented the resurrection. I want to say thank you, Father God, for allowing us to have peace. And if we are going to be out of peace, that we be out of peace only because there are people who's not in peace. And that, Heavenly Father, that you provide for us that which will enable people to see that Jesus is the peace. And even if we don't have it at that specific time, bring them to Jesus so that we can both get it at a time. I want to say thank you for that, Heavenly Father. Because as you know, as I was discussing this thing that had to do with our people, African American people, I literally, Heavenly Father, was coming out of peace. All the things that was happening, well, you know, Father God. But to put that aside, I ask you in the name of Jesus to use me according to your glory. I don't care about anything else than that of giving you all the glory. Let every word that proceed out of my mouth be about you. I will decrease while you increase. In Jesus' name, I say amen. My beloved brothers and sisters, I have a thing about loving my people. As I have a thing about loving all people. And I've come to find out that the greatest of love that ever is to have the ability to love people. The reason why is because you can do so much when you allow yourself to come out of self and help somebody find self in the love that you have for them. And the reason why God is love and we are empowered by the love, because he gave himself to us so that we can be a part of who he is, so somebody can get to know who he is. And it feels so good to know that. And I say that because I know about selfishness. I know about it very well. So I want to hang out with you a little bit in Proverbs. And one of the things about selfishness is it kills people. It doesn't only kill you. It kills people around you. When you're allowing selfishness to be a part of who you are, doing is you're teaching selfishness to everybody around you. Everybody's affected by it. It's like a drug addict who can't stop taking drugs. And because he's on drugs or she's on drugs, he takes from everybody or she takes from everybody. Lies and steals and whatever it takes in order for them to get whatever they need or they think they need. And it's that evilness, not just, Father God, not just the selfishness, not just the lies, not just stealing, casting everybody aside, doing whatever it takes. It is that evilness, period, that actually spreads like a wildfire, burning up everything in its course, even down to the children. As a matter of fact, I can tell you about some children who are going through some things right now that's wow. Oof. But I can't tell you that. I can't tell you about it. Anyway, I want to take you in the Proverbs. This is chapter 1. We're going to start in verse 8. And this is literally David talking to his son. Yet I ask you to please remember that God put the Bible together, inspiring that of prophets so that we can see the possibility of what he wants and what he doesn't want. So although men wrote the Bible, God approved of the writing. He inspired the writing. So don't look at David. Think about God. I said I was going to start at 8, right? I'm going to start actually at 7 first. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Then he goes into, my son, hear the instruction of your father, and do not forsake the law of your mother. Now, I want you to thank God, not David, and I don't want you to think, I want you to thank God and the Holy Spirit. God being the Father, the Holy Spirit being the mother. Okay? Because it's by the Holy Spirit that you receive wisdom. Okay. For there will be graceful ornaments on your head and chains around your neck. My son, if sinners entice you, do not consent. If they say, come with us, let us lie in wait to shed blood. Let us lurk secretly for the innocent without cause. Let us swallow them alive like Sheol and whole. Also go down to the pit. We shall find all kinds of precious possessions. We shall fill our houses with spoils. Cast in your lot among us. Let us all have one purse. My son, do not walk in the way with them. Keep your foot from their path, for their feet run to evil, and they make haste to shed blood. Surely in vain the net is spread in the sight of any bird, but they lie in wait on blood. They lurk secretly for their own lives. So are the way of everyone who is greedy for gain. It takes away the life of its owner. Okay. I just read Proverbs 7-19. Why? Because of this. Speaking about was, when I was talking about us as African Americans, I was talking about how when most of the time that we're dealing with our younger generation, we're talking about people who are quite selfish. We're talking about people who are doing whatever it takes to make a name for themselves. They'll do whatever it takes in order to let the world know they got something, they got it going on. And the reason why is because of the fact that we, as the older generation, have passed it down. Yes, we did, passed it down. As a matter of fact, I was talking to somebody and saying that we also passed down, thank you, Jesus, we also passed down so much negativity until we believe that we are individuals who cannot make it unless we be approved by white America. Now, I want you to know this is not about white, this is not about black. This is literally about us not believing in God well enough to understand that we was given the same right to have the things the way that we can, that would enable us to elevate financially and that or otherwise. And the only reason why we didn't was because of the fact that we were waiting for the approval of man as opposed to allowing ourselves to understand that we've already been approved by God. So we allowed ourselves to consistently go into things that has to do with us belittling ourselves. But see, we didn't only take ourselves down. What we also did was we took down the next generation and the next generation and the next generation. And the reason why was because of the fact we didn't know what we was doing. All we knew was people told us that the white man or whoever was stopping us from having the ability to get this and to get that, until even some of the most sophisticated black America believe that it has to be the white man stopping us. When in reality, if we allowed ourselves as black America to have a unity that allows us to simply say, wait a minute, there's 3,000 of us. 3,000 of us. Let 3,000 of us get together and we put together $100. There's 3,000, $100. Let's open up our own store. We're not looking to particularly make a profit. What we're doing is we're going to make it so that our family can have the ability to see that we can do things in unity. And now we're going to be able to buy our food at much lower prices. So we're going to get our $100 back because we're not giving our money to Walmart. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We've created a way for our children to look and see what it's like to have a unity so that we can have the ability to show the world that we can do that which the world is doing anyway. See, you have all the nationalities. They get together, they put their money together, they say, look, this is going to be for the greater good. Not only for our family, but for our nationality. When people see our things, when they see what we got, oh, Father God, they're going to feel good. Our children is going to feel good. They're going to see the name up there that's going to show that we are somebody. We've come from a long place, but we have arrived. We're making a name for ourselves. I was talking about how we You can't really tell the difference between the older people and the younger people because the same people would look the same, carry yourself the same. Going to one ghetto to the next ghetto, everybody seems to be the same, trying to keep up with the Joneses, not just in ways of how you look, but how you act. You got to be cool. You got to be slick. You got to, hey, I got it going on, which is why we're hurting each other. Why? Because when we do not allow ourselves to be like that of God, when we do not represent Jesus Christ, when we do not allow the Holy Spirit to lead us, the only thing we have is some kind of reputation that we keep begging to receive in order for us to say that we're somebody when we don't even have to do that, because the reality is God gave us Him. He gave us Himself. He enabled us to see the beauty of who we are in Him. You think I'm kidding? Okay. Go to Colossians 3 and 16, please. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Colossians 3 and 16. Apology. It's actually 1 and 16. My apology. As I was going to 3:16, my father redirected me to put me in the right place. For by him all things was created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether throne or dominion or principalities or power. All things were created through him and for him. Everything that we can have that's on earth comes from him because it's for him. And he's the same Jesus who said that you can have all of what your heart desires as long as it is for him, as long as it's a benefit for the kingdom of heaven and not for yourself. So as opposed to us allowing ourselves to believe that we are supposed to get permission from somebody else to tell us that we have the ability to get the things in which we're supposed to have for our family, we're believing Satan's lie. They're not just talking about. I was having this discussion about black people. I'm talking about black people. Because we're the people who won't allow ourselves to actually believe that we can do things. We think we're so much of thieves until we can't trust anybody. That's even in our own family. We think we're so much of liars until. And in reality, what we're doing is we're teaching our family that we're less than. We're teaching our family that we don't have it going on. We're teaching our children that they don't have what it takes. We won't take the time to show them. I, with people consistently, Mexican, Canadians, people from many other cultures, they're teaching their children to get it. They're educating their children. They're doing everything to let their kids know, you can do this. Do you know that we're actually teaching our children how to get on SSI? Do you know that we're actually teaching our children how to go for less, get less? Do you know that we're even thinking in ways of how to make it so that even if our people want to rise, we say you can't get there, you shouldn't get there, you don't deserve to get there? You know why? That's because as opposed to us looking at God, we're looking at man. Now go to 3:16. Now go to 3:16. Let this word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual things, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. But because of the fact that we don't take the time to actually want to do that, we, of course, go by what everybody else said. They said that we are nothing. We're liars. We're this. We're that. We pass it on down to our children. We believe that it was supposed to be the white man that brought us down. White men didn't force us to put drugs, bring drugs into our neighborhoods. Yeah, they made it hard for us the possibility to not have jobs. Yes. But please don't tell me that we didn't have no other option to where we made it so that we sold drugs to our own children. It may not be the children that's in our house, but it was somebody's child. Prostitution. You see, when we allow ourselves to treat ourselves as less, we can only tell our children that they're less. And in order for you to understand the reality of you being connected to the kingdom, you got to know you came from the kingdom. But if you believe you came from the slums, then obviously the only thing that you can offer anybody is that which is of slum. You have nothing else to give anybody. So we made it so that we became happy in the slums, although there's so many that is not happy. So now, let's go to 2 Corinthians 5:17. 2 Corinthians 5:17. We're so busy trying to impress one another as opposed to sitting down and coming up with plans so that we can take care of our children. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Things have passed away. Behold, all things become new. All of that mess, all of that nonsense, all that stuff that is killing us. Why? We're doing the same thing. I sold drugs when I was 13 to take care of my family. 13. And I'm approaching 60. The same ideas. I'm not going to get caught. Start taking drugs. I'm not going to get caught being hooked on drugs. We're treating our women like we're treating our children like we're so amazing of people until I believe that we're afraid to show how great we are. And we have given up on the possibility that hope truly is alive. And by that, the only thing that we need to do is let ourselves go to God so that he can give us that which will allow us to say, hey, we can be there for one another. But you got to give up self. You got to stop being so selfish. Go to Philippians. If I have enough time, start at 2:1. Therefore, if there is any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and mercy, fulfill my joy by being like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself. Let each of you look out not only for his own interests, but also for the interests of we're sinning every day, simply by allowing ourselves to go around acting though nothing is wrong. Every day, And we're going to church. We're saying we love you, God. And God is saying, how could you say that you love me when you don't even love the one that you can see? How can you say you love me who you don't see? And you don't even love the one that you see. God bless y'all. Have a good night. Take care.